Hello and welcome to From the Haunted Closet. I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
And tonight we are going to be talking about Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Well, Krampus.
Krampus.
Creepy Christmas.
Excuse me.
We'll talk about St. Nicholas too.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Yeah. So let's start out with some updates from your week.
Okay. My week, or do you want to go first this time? Okay. My week, we had a birthday party. That was fun. 6 going on 17. A strange thing that happened to me this week is, I feel like I'm reading off of cue cards. This weird thing that happened to me, which I probably wouldn't have thought about it twice if it wasn't for the haunting episode that we did. Mm-hmm. But I had lost my eyeliner like a month or two ago. Like, just have not seen it anywhere. Looked for it, dug for it, tried finding it, couldn't find it. And then I was going to somebody's house and I brought my makeup with me and I had it sitting on the seat of the car and it was just my box of makeup. And then when I went back into the car to go get my makeup, that eyeliner that was missing was sitting right next to the box of makeup.
Weird.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I'm haunted. I get it.
So my week hasn't been very eventful. I've just been kind of a lump all week.
a lump.
But I took a nap today, and right before we started recording, I noticed there were pictures and videos of me sleeping from this afternoon.
What?
Yeah.
And that's really creepy.
I'm hoping, like, one of my kids just grabbed my phone and was taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's weird. Who does that?
Kids. Kids do that. Right.
Kids.
That does remind me of this other weird thing that happened one time. Well, I wish I could show you. There's this picture of my partner's daughter on her tablet with the it's on the tablet. The picture's on the tablet. Like, the picture was taken with the tablet of her holding the tablet.
Weird.
And
like, it's not in a mirror?
No, it's facing, pointing towards her, and she's looking at her tablet, like, playing on it, and we cannot wrap our heads around how this picture exists.
That's weird. Have you ever seen, there's a picture that went viral of, like, oh my gosh, what is it now? But, like, oh, a mom was letting a child use her phone, and the child had fallen asleep, so when she went and got it, the phone from him when he was sleeping, she was looking through the pictures that he had taken and noticed the very last picture was of him sleeping, but there was like an old woman's face or something in the picture.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, like super unsettling.
I have not seen that. That is very unsettling.
Right.
I got chills.
Yeah, like so creepy.
It's always scarier when there's kids involved.
Oh, for sure.
I have one more unsettling thing that I had a thought that popped into my head last night while I was laying in bed that I feel like is kind of relevant because it's December and it's cold outside.
Right.
Do you remember, I feel like it was somewhere in Minnesota right before a huge freeze over ice cold storm when the police went in and there was like a homeless community living under anything that they owned under there and threw it all away.
No, I don't remember.
This was a few years back. I want to say circa 2015, 2016 era. And all I'm thinking about is everything that's happening now and how many more people are struggling, I guess. And I just was wondering if it was by design, if, like, there was a reason that they did that.
Right.
Like, they're trying to make room.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I just heard a whistle. I'm all scared now.
Mm. Yeah, that is unsettling. And just sad, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was very sad. Mm. It was right around, there was a little boy who, for his birthday, all he wanted to do was make backpacks for people and hand them out to people.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And he filled them up with, and you know, everything that they needed. And then everybody, they just went and took all of their belongings away that night. Yeah, heartbreaking.
So just off the bat, starting to get into our topic, what do you know about Krampus?
I saw that picture you posted on Instagram.
Do you want to describe it?
Creepy?
Creepy?
Yeah.
Creepy and having to do with Christmas?
And having to do with, yeah, Christmas season.
All right. Well, according to Wikipedia, Krampus is a horned anthropomorphic figure in Central Eastern Alpine folklore who, during the Christmas season, scares children who have misbehaved. Assisting St. Nicholas, the pair visit children on the 24th of December, with St. Nicholas rewarding the well-behaved children with modest gifts, whilst the badly behaved ones only receive punishment from Krampus with birch rods called Ruten.
Ruten.
I think that's how you say it. It's R-U-T-E-N.
That's how you say it with a Midwest accent, that's for sure.
Right. I only took like a year of like intro to German or something in high school, so my German's not good.
I did have a question about how do you define the word that started with an A, the big long word?
Anthropomorphic is meaning like humanoid, has human features.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I know, it's a big one. I'm like,
that makes it even creepier.
I hope I said it right too. I can't even speak English that well. Krampus comes from the word Krampen, which means claw in German. although Krampus appears in various races, common characteristics includes claws.
What? Surprise.
Right? Being hairy with brown or black fur, having cloven hooves and horns similar to that of a goat. He is believed to carry chains that he thrashes to scare children. In some versions, he has bells and birch branches used to spank children with. Oftentimes, he is also depicted as carrying a sack or basket upon his back for stealing naughty children for drowning, eating, torturing, or dragging back to hell with him.
I can see where, how Santa Claus is based off of him, for sure.
It's the sack.
It's the sack and the bells.
And the sack and the bells.
And the time.
Good there cop, are some. Cop. Exactly. Good cop, bad cop. There are some Causing versions the bad where. Claws. There are some versions where children put their shoes out for Krampus, and Krampus will fill them with toys, food, if they were good.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's St. Nicholas who does the rewarding and Krampus who does the punishing.
Do you, do your kids believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both do. Very strongly yet, so. I'm going to make that last as long as I possibly can.
How old were you when you found out?
I was 5 or 6.
Damn.
Yeah, I was pretty young. I went to a school with, like, a lot of the kids didn't believe in Santa. It was, like, a, you know, lower income.
Yep.
And then it was, like, hyper-religious. So, like, their religion, they didn't really believe in that kind of stuff. So it was pretty quick to get spoiled for me.
That makes sense.
How old were you?
12. I was 12. So there's no shame, okay? I'm not ashamed that I believed in Santa until I was 12.
Hey, that's okay.
I feel like I knew. I was just...
You know, sometimes that's the last bit of magic we have as children, and it's fun to just kind of keep believing.
In a lie.
I guess I wouldn't say it's a lie. I mean, yeah. But also, like, the Christmas spirit and stuff. I guess I view it more as, like, an exaggeration of truth. I guess it is a lie, but...
It's an exaggeration of... It's actually me punishing you.
It makes me feel better as a mom, like, not viewing it as a lie.
It's tradition.
It is tradition. Have you ever believed in Krampus?
Never heard of Krampus until this.
Really?
Mm-mm. You did?
Yes. I didn't hear it from, like, family members, but I have, my great-great-grandmother was Austrian. Mm-hmm. Well, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather too. So we have a lot of Austrian traditions in my family.
That's cool.
Yeah. So my grandpa will tell me about how his grandpa would tell him stories of like the old country and like werewolves and that kind of stuff.
But he has good stories.
Yeah. So he's told me a few. Right. So I thought it was just really interesting.
Did he grow up with Krampus?
No.
No?
No. His other side of the family is very Irish.
Very Irish, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure at what point they came over, but there's a lot of Irish traditions on that side, too.
I think if I was a kid, I would absolutely poop my pants at the thought of Krampus.
Right. I was looking at some of like the Krampusnacht parades and stuff, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And I was surprised at how many children were at these events. Because knowing my children and knowing myself as a child, I know I would be just scared shitless.
Maybe if you just see it from a young age, you're not so scared.
That's true. Like, you're just so used to it.
Right.
That would make
I would, like I said, poop my pants.
Well, especially since they do chasing and that kind of stuff too sometimes. I like.
What?
Yeah, they'll scare and chase little kids intentionally.
Those poor kids.
Right.
I'm sure it's a great time though.
Well, I mean, I don't want to judge because it's somebody else's culture, but also at the same point, I feel like that could be traumatic to some. Like getting chased by like a demon looking motherfucker.
Oh shit. Just makes me think of my mom's ex-husband. I won't go into that. That was for Halloween though.
Oh man.
I guess I kind of experienced something like that then. Being chased and scared.
Oh my god. You really said, speaking of trauma, I can relate.
Hey, I know what that's like.
Trauma? I know trauma.
And now here we are.
And here we are. Thanks, trauma.
Thanks, Mom. Sorry, Mom. Love you.
All right, back to Krampus. John J. Honigman, an anthropologist who observed the St. Nicholas Festival in 1975, commented, mm-hmm. The St. Nicholas Festival we are describing incorporates cultural elements widely distributed in Europe, in some cases going back to pre-Christian times. Nicholas himself became popular in Germany around the 11th century. The feast depicted to this patron of children is only one winter occasion in which children are the objects of special attention, others being Martinmas, the Feast of Holy Innocence, and New Year's Day. Masked devils acting boisterously and making nuisances of themselves are known in Germany since at least the 16th century, while animal masked devils combining dreadful comic and appeared in medieval church plays, a large literature, much of which by European folklorists bears on these subjects. Austrians in the community we studied are quite aware of heathen, and that's in quotes, elements being blended with Christian elements in the St. Nicholas customs and in their tradition winter ceremonies. They believe Krampus derives from a pagan supernatural who was assimilated to the Christian devil.
I mean, my mind just goes thinking about how this Christian holiday is derived from pagan ones.
Yeah.
Can you hear my neighbor's dogs?
Oh, yeah. I could hear them earlier, too.
So do they still call it Christmas with?
Yep. So a lot of places in Eastern Europe celebrate Christmas differently than we do. The first day of Christmas is December 25th that we in the United States celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't celebrate like their big celebration until January 6th. Because that's the last day of Christmas. Because, you know, like the song, the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, they celebrate all 12 of them?
Yep. Yeah. So usually my family does like a little dinner and we exchange small gifts.
On the 6th?
Yeah. Well, we do the 7th, but.
You don't get like 12 pipers piping?
It's usually just something like small.
Do you know why it's from December 25th to the 6th of January?
Yeah, because it's the 12 days of Christmas. So the way the like Christianity believes the order of operations there was Jesus was born on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wise men didn't come until the 6th. And that's okay. When they brought the gifts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yeah.
Was Krampus always scary?
Yes. So I'm actually about to get into that.
Perfect.
Krampus was actually based on the pagan god, Perched.
What was his name?
Perched.
Okay.
P-E-R-C-H-T. A two-legged human-like goat with a long neck, like a giraffe.
Spooky.
Very spooky. And he is sometimes like thought to be like the devil or like that.
He's evil deity.
Well, not necessarily evil, but like the like an underworld kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
kind of guardian.
Thinking about it like that.
In Norse mythology, he is the son of hell.
Okay. That's very cool.
Yeah.
In the pagan.
Did he torture?
Children?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So most of the beliefs and stuff that have persisted on today are rooted in the pagan beliefs. So what happened was the Catholic Church tried to outlaw Krampus and the belief mm-hmm. of Krampus, the practice of it. Carry out those kinds of threats throughout the Alps, obviously because of terrain, they couldn't actually like the people just continued to celebrate what they believed in, and that's how it ended up morphing into him being an accomplice to Saint Nicholas.
Okay, right, can't beat him, join him.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. And even today, there's a lot of different ways of celebrating Krampus throughout Central and Eastern Europe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I know you saw the Instagram post. Do you remember what those were called? Or at least some of them were.
Tell me. You have the notes, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
Krampusnacht is one of the most well-known ones. And it's Krampusnacht.
Nacht, okay.
Which translates to Krampus Night.
Okay.
Also known as a Krampus Parade.
Makes sense. It's coming together.
It is celebrated on December 5th in parts of Europe, the day before the Feast of St. Nicholas, which is on December 6th. On this night, Krampus appears in the streets and visits homes and businesses, sometimes accompanied by St. Nicholas and sometimes alone.
So scary.
So this is where the pictures I posted on Instagram here, I'll describe them really quick for people who only listen. There's pictures of people dressed as Krampus. And then there's like a block keeping people back. Like a gate kind of thing. And they're parading down the street. It looks like there's floats. There's a lot of fire and smoke.
Mm.
Some of these Krampus have the horns. They're dressed in furs. Some of them have wings, big boots. Some of them are carrying bricks. And then they do interact with crowds. They scare and chase children and other people as well.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It kind of does. Like, I actually just texted my friend group a few days ago and I was like, it would be so fun to go to like Germany or Austria and witness Krampusnacht firsthand.
Yeah, I would have fun at the parade. Because like from the pictures, the costumes were done really well.
Oh my God, they're so terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them have like their faces painted white or black, and they're just full body costumes, and they look so realistic.
Right. Like
that would definitely be scary to me. I would absolutely never bring my children.
It's for the children.
It's for the children. I bet they'll behave now.
Yeah, exactly. I bet a lot of those kids do as they're told. If that's a...
They have the most well-behaved children.
They do?
I don't know.
I need to know if this is a fact.
Right. I mean, if it works, it works.
That's what you should do. You should scare your kids into listening to you.
In some places, they actually have these golden branches that they keep in their homes all year round as a reminder to the children that of Krampus.
Good God.
So this is like a year-round thing. It's not even just Christmas time, like Saint Nick and Santa are in the States.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, you know how like Saint Nicholas and Santa, like, in the States is only around like Christmas time. Like, you don't tell your kids in like July, yeah, you'd better behave if Santa's watching you.
Well, I mean, there is that whole Christmas in July thing where they have Christmas movies playing on like the Hallmark Channel. But
you know what I mean.
Yeah. For the rest of the time, no. You don't think about Christmas.
In Eastern Europe, they're like, you see that branch?
That branch?
Krampus is going to come beat the shit out of you if you don't behave.
There's some similar practices here in the United States like that. Oof. It's just not Krampus you're afraid of.
Ooh, that took a turn.
This is a haunted podcast. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's... Oof.
When I was asking about, like, if you tell your kids about Santa earlier, that's something that if I ever did decide to have children, that I don't think I would tell kids about Santa. And it's same reason I wouldn't tell them about Krampus, is because I just don't want to like just scare them into being good.
Yeah, that's fair. My husband was very against Santa and stuff until we had kids.
But I totally respect other people's, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I would never be like, your parents are lying.
My husband and I were dating, and she would, like, I don't think Santa's real, but don't tell anybody else yet.
Yeah, exactly what this kid does, too.
She just needed to, like, tell somebody, but also she didn't want to ruin the magic for everybody
else. Everybody else.
Yeah. Like, she was just pretending because she knew how much the adults enjoyed it.
Santa really is for the adults.
It's for both. I think it's, I don't know. I just enjoy it so much.
Yeah. It's for the parents to give their kids a little bit of something to believe in.
Yeah.
Not all bad up here.
I hope my kids aren't like devastated when they find out, you know, but should we jump into more celebrations? Because there's more.
Okay. What have we gone through so far?
So far we did Krampusnacht. Okay. Here are some more German words. So let me try my best. And I apologize if this comes out inaccurately. Perchenlauf. Or Nikolausspiel is a seasonal play.
Could you say those again, Anna? Please, for my pleasure.
Perchenlauf and Nikolausspiel.
You know what? Sounds perfect to me.
Does. I'm trying my best. So, Nikolausspiel.
What?
Oh my God, you're killing me.
I was coughing.
Nikolausspiel is a seasonal play that is spread about the Alpine regions. The play centers around Saint Nicholas competing for the human souls and plays on the questions of mortality. And that is what it translates to is Nicholas play or Saint Nicholas play. Prior to the pagan traditions mixing with Catholicism, people would masquerade as perched. This was known as Perchenlaufen. which are regarded as an early form of Krampus runs. Eventually, Perchtenlaufen was inspired by the St. Nicholas plays and included St. Nicholas as well.
I wonder if the parades here are anything like the parades in Europe.
I don't know. That would be so interesting to see the differences.
Next year we'll go.
I've never been to Europe and I would love to so bad.
I've never left the country. Have you left the country?
No, I haven't. Oh, I want to though. We were talking about going like to Mexico and like just other like closer countries. Yeah. And it's just the flights are so long for my children.
Yeah.
Like unless we went to Canada, but
yeah, that wouldn't be long at all.
No, it wouldn't. But Canada's so similar to home. I feel like the closer to Canada you are in the United States, like the more northern you are, the like
it's basically Canada up there.
It's very close to Canada. Like, we have such similar accents and stuff, too. Like,
it's the North Woods, man. It's a whole different world out there.
You know, I think they should just give me citizenship. Honestly.
To Canada? You want to move to Canada?
Yeah, maybe. Some days.
Some days. It feels like that.
Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, let's leave. Let's get out of here. Run.
Run.
Go to Canada. Take me back to my roots. Go back to Europe. Well, that's the dream, man. Should we skip on over to another Krampus tradition?
Yes, we should.
Krampuslauf is another run to include Perchtenlauf. Where people scare and sometimes chase the spectators.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Is there any differences in them?
Yeah, some. But, you know, it's just subtly from culture to culture, there's different differences. And
besides their names?
Well, the way they dress, their origins.
Ooh, I would like to see some comparisons.
Mm-hmm. The pictures on the Instagram are from different cities. So I think one was from Austria, one was from Germany, and one was from Italy, I believe. I should have said which one was which, but I did not. That was my fault, and I apologize for that.
We can go back. Mm. That's fixable. That's not a big mistake.
Yeah.
Not a life-changing one.
So Krampuslauf, it is customary to leave Krampus schnapps as an offering, like how we leave Santa cookies.
Schnapps?
They leave him schnapps.
Hey, kids, go grab your schnapps for Santa.
Now, that is, that's a tradition I can get behind. Once in a while when I was a kid, I would leave whiskey out for Santa.
You would? So you were just like, you have it in your roots to leave it out for him, huh?
I would leave like eggnog or like whiskey or something.
Where'd you get the whiskey?
Well, my dad would help me.
Oh, he's carrying on the tradition. He's like, I don't have any schnapps, but I got this whiskey, kid.
He's like, you know what Santa would really like?
With his cookies.
With his cookies.
Oh my God, so it was really for your dad.
Well, yeah. I think there was one year we left him a beer. Like a Bud Light or something.
He's just getting you guys to get him drinks.
I hope I'm saying that right. Perchin are associated with the period between the winter solstice and January 6th, which is the last day of Christmas, like I said earlier. And the winter solstice is the 21st of December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a little bit longer than the 12 days of Christmas.
I feel like I don't know anything about the winter solstice.
I know quite a bit.
What?
As far as like Yule and that kind of stuff.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get, like, holly and stuff from, right?
Yep. A lot of the Christianity Christmas traditions are from pagan Yule. I mean, even the term Yuletide, you know.
Yeah.
The origins of that are pretty obvious.
That's pretty cool. I like this episode.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is. I like this tradition a lot.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And there's just so much like you could do with it if you do choose to you know, celebrate or learn more about it, take part in the holidays.
We should all dress up as Krampus.
Right. I saw a really cute DIY Krampus ornament on Pinterest. Every year I have my kids make a whole bunch of ornaments for my tree. So my Christmas tree is just full of homemade ornaments. And this little Krampus came up made out of felt. I was like, oh, so cute.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't. I was like, oh, that's cute. But it was like a cute Krampus. It wasn't like the horrifying, like.
Are you going to do it this year?
Probably not. Maybe when my kids are older, I can have them make it for me.
I would. That'd be cool.
Right. So we have one more Krampus tradition.
Oh my goodness. Is this four?
This would be. Yeah, I think it's four. The Krampus carton.
Krampus carton.
Well, Krampus carton. I'll enunciate a little better. Can you guess by that what that means?
Does he drink a lot of milk?
That's a good guess.
Is it?
It carton. Or carton translates to card, cards. So Krampus carton or Krampus greeting cards for the holidays.
Oh.
So if, I don't know if you got a chance to check out the Instagram post I did on that.
Tell me more.
In the 1890s, the like postcards started becoming more common throughout Europe, which gave way to the Krampus Christmas cards or greeting cards, I suppose. They're not really.
It's not like family portraits.
No. They are holiday cards depicting Krampus, often with the words Gruß vom Krampus, which means greetings from Krampus. These cards are often depict pictures of children being abducted by Krampus, Krampus hitting them with sticks or chasing them with chains.
Jesus Christ.
And some cards even depict more adult themes.
Because those were not adult themes, being hit with chains.
Well, I think more like hinting at sexual undertones.
That makes sense.
I know I saw one and it was like a female Krampus whipping like men.
Hot.
Right.
Is it on Instagram?
No, that one was not.
Nowhere I can find it.
You'll have to Google it.
Okay.
So some of the pictures I put on Instagram they're all public domain vintage Krampus carton. And
Krampus cartons.
Yeah, some of them have like different German and stuff written on them. There's several of him chasing children with sticks, carrying baskets, having baskets full of children. There's one where you get the children tied up in a line with another Krampus behind the line with another stick.
I wonder if my mom's ex-husband celebrated this holiday.
Jesus.
Sorry.
He was a Krampus in disguise.
Oh my god, it makes so much sense.
There's one here where he's riding the branch with babies on the branch behind him.
Just taking them away?
Just taking them away. Like a witch riding a broomstick almost with just a line of babies. And they don't look scared or anything. They just look like babies.
I was going to say, how can a baby be bad to get in trouble by a Krampus?
Well, and it's interesting because the picture is very much like a drawn, you know, more cartoonish, and then the baby's faces look a lot more realistic. So it's kind of cool. A little unsettling.
Yeah, I like that.
So would you send or like to get a Krampus gift card?
Would I send what? A Krampus gift?
Yeah, would you? Or not gift card, greeting card.
I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. A gift card. How would that even work?
Krampus R Us, like.
Krampus R Us, you get your own Krampus.
You're on stick and chains and
what was
I would call a green rotten card. I think it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so you can actually buy them on Etsy. Like, they're very, very popular now, especially like in the States. So you can get them all over Etsy, Redbubble. I was trying to look up information on it and I just kept finding different places you could buy them.
Cool.
Yeah. So starting next year, all of my Christmas cards are going to be Krampus cards.
Good idea, Anna.
The best idea.
You send it to everybody in your family?
No, I actually never do Christmas cards. I do not. Like, I love the ones with, like, the whole family on them. But I just don't have the time or the patience for it, you know?
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, and
now you can just do Krampus cards.
Now you can just do Krampus cards. I'm like, sorry, my kids got kidnapped by Krampus.
You should write that on there.
All right, BRB, going to hell to go get them.
Is there any more on Krampus that I should know?
Not that I have notes on, but I did take in a lot of information. Do you have any, like, questions or anything for me? And I can try to answer them the best I can.
I don't think I have any. I think you covered everything super well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a super fun one. When I first started looking at information, I was like, whoa, there's so much different information. But the more I got into it, the more I was like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. I'll look more into it, too, now.
Yeah, it was super fun. This was a fun one. Oh, I have to read my sites really quick, my sources.
Okay.
I visited Wikipedia, National Geographic, Britannica, and History.com. All right. If you have a chance, please rate us on iTunes or leave a comment. If there's a comment section on whatever app you are using to listen to us, we really, really appreciate it. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. It's From the Haunted Closet. I did make a Twitter. I haven't really posted anything on it. I'm not super sure on how Twitter works, honestly. But you can give that a follow. And if anyone has any tips on that, you know, let me know. If you have any comments, reach out to us. If you have any stories you'd like us to feature, or even if you don't want us to read them, just send them to us and make sure you say, don't read it, please. And that's from the haunted closet at gmail.com. Jamie, is there anything you want to add?
You covered it all.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah,
don't forget to leave schnapps out for Krampus.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.